Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
You're listening to The Morning Mayhem. My name is Chad Thomas. A little bit of good news on the horizon is that the petrol price is dropping tomorrow. How long it will stay dropped? Will it drop further? Well, to help us make sense of this, we're joined by Leighton Beard, the spokesperson of the Automobile Association of South Africa. Leighton, how are you doing this new year?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. Happy New Year to you and your listeners as well.
Thank you, Leighton. Leighton, so what caused the reduction in the petrol price? Was it expected?
It was expected to an extent. I think when we looked at the rand dollar exchange rate over the last couple of weeks, the rand has improved slightly against the greenback, which is always a good indication. And we've also seen, obviously, international oil prices have softened quite dramatically. They did, you know, look over $70 a barrel at one point, but they've been pretty consistent below, which is good news. And so, yes, it was expected, and it was because of the oil and the rand performing better that we've seen this decrease. But I think it's very important, and the AA makes the point, that even though it is a decrease, which is obviously very welcome, we still have incredibly high fuel prices. And, you know, we still believe there is a huge need for a review of the fuel price in South Africa.
Can we see more cost-cutting on the cards this year?
It's really difficult because, you know, the factors that drive the fuel price are incredibly volatile and very difficult to predict on a day-to-day or week-by-week basis, let alone a month-by-month basis. So, I mean, obviously we'd like to see that, but it's very difficult to say exactly what's going to happen in the fuel price. We have to wait and see what happens, you know, on a week-by-week basis as it unfolds.
And later, while I've got you on the air, any figures coming in regarding fatalities over the festive season? How was it this year compared to others?
Look, I think we've seen that, you know, there was at mid-month or at the midway point, you know, there were around about 850 deaths already on the roads, which is incredibly high. We don't have any updated figures just yet. We expect that the Department of Transport and the Road Traffic Management Corporation will release those numbers towards the end of or towards the middle of January. But, you know, in our view, road deaths in South Africa is a national crisis. It's not getting the attention it deserves. And a lot more needs to be done to ensure that our country is not one of those countries with the highest per capita road deaths in the world as we currently are.
Yeah, when it comes to negative figures worldwide, we always seem to be at the top. We need a lot of change to take place. Thank you for what you do at the Automobile Association. And Leighton, personally, thank you for always keeping us updated. I look forward to our next chat.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.